To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey news listeners, it's Thursday and time for your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 16th of June, 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on over the past couple of days, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. With the whole wrangling with the EU Lightning USB-C, this might be the first indication that Apple will cave. There has been rumors over the last few weeks, but this is a bit more solid now. 9 to 5 Mac is claiming, at least from their sources inside Apple, the base iPad, well, it will switch to USB-C this fall. This kind of catches up with the most recent iPads, where you can plug directly into monitors and, of course, improve the speed of wired data transfers. In fact, it won't be just USB-C that the entry iPad would be getting. There could be a larger screen on the way, too. In fact, with the same resolution found on the iPad Air. As far as a redesign of the iPad, though, yeah, that's still a little ways out. Some people are saying yes, other people are saying, yeah, nah. For now, though, the biggest change, yep, that port. Hey, talking about redesigning, we're moving over to Facebook now. They want to do a redesign of the platform to compete with, yes, TikTok. Not surprising, Zuckerberg and a whole bunch of other executives over there at Meta pretty much been saying their main competitor right now is TikTok. And because of this, they're working on a major redesign of Facebook's main feed. That feed would actually heavily emphasize recommended content from pages, creators, and people, particularly ones you don't even follow. Within this leaked document, it's stating that the goal to shift Facebook into a discovery engine would be very similar to the TikToks for You feed. Now, it doesn't look like we're going to be seeing these changes like tomorrow or maybe even this year. We can, however, though, see a little glimpse of what to be when you pop on over to Instagram. Yeah, a lot of changes have been going on over there. They also could be testing the waters with this quote-unquote leaked document, too. Maybe it was meant to be leaked, just to see how people would react to changing up Facebook once again. You might remember the last time they changed things over? Yeah, people were none too happy. YouTube Shorts is pretty damn popular. Actually, they got about 1.5 billion monthly users. And we were just talking about TikTok. Well, it sure seems that YouTube Shorts is outperforming that platform. Now, with 1.5 billion, yes, that's 0.5 million over TikTok's ranked up 1 billion monthly users, even though those numbers for TikTok were back in September of 2021. Now, on top of this, channels that are doing shorts and longer videos were actually also enjoying improved subscriber growth, something that YouTube was hoping that this little feature would do. And finally, those people over at Qualcomm, pretty happy today. Doesn't look like they're going to have to write out that $1 billion EU fine check. Yes, the EU's second highest court has actually ruled in favor of Qualcomm and has completely scrapped the 2018 European Commission decision to make the company pay up 997 million euros, or just a little over $1 billion. Now, this goes back a little bit. Gosh knows a lot's changed since 2018, but that's when the commission said Qualcomm abused its market dominance in LTE baseband chipsets. And they did that by paying Apple billions of dollars from 2011 to 2016. Now, if it looks like Qualcomm's worries are all over, and not quite yet, the commission actually still can file an appeal with Europe's highest court. And from what we're hearing, that's a big possibility. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. We'd also love your support for the new show as well. If you love this show, we need your help so we can keep it going. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions is where you can go. And for literally as little as $5 a month, you can show your support to keep the new show on the air. Of course, you can follow the British Tech Network, too, on Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and the Slack room with the BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun today, so come join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.